You can open your Bibles to John chapter 9. We're going to read the first seven verses there. But before we do, I want to think about another passage. You don't have to turn there. In Matthew 4 and verse 16, there's a quote from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And there in Isaiah 9, it says that the people sat in darkness, and a light has dawned. And of course, it's talking about Jesus. And here in John chapter 9, we read about a blind man who receives his sight. And so beginning of verse 1, now as Jesus passed by, we're in John chapter 9, verse 1. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. Now in this, and especially in the book of John, you're encouraged to make the spiritual connections in this book here. And we're going to see that blindness equals sin. So he was blind from birth, and the disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. And I remember in a sermon, it couldn't be that long ago, I was trying to get us to visualize what it would have been like for this blind man. He's sitting there, and these people are going by, they're talking about him, and you know, like he's not even there, but then he hears the voice of Jesus. And I just imagine his voice surely had compassion in it. And he said, he's going to show the glory of God today. You know, and he had to be thinking, me? Because the Pharisees, religious leaders taught, you're blind because you either sinned or your parents did. Right? So they thought they were worthless, but he's thinking, me? I'm going to glorify God today? And he had to be thinking, wow, how's that going to happen? In verse 4, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, and the night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground, made clay with saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Now you can see in parentheses, probably in your translation, it's telling us what Siloam means. So it's an Aramaic word, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. And so I want you to think about Jesus being the light, right? We were that blind man in our sins. Jesus is the light. Light has dawned. We were sitting in darkness like the blind man, Matthew 4, 16, Isaiah 9, 1 and 2, right? And Jesus is the light, and he listened to the instructions of Jesus, right? Who's Jesus? Well, he's the one sent, right? That's what Messiah and Christ basically mean, the expected one, the sent one. And so he went to the pool, and he washed, and then he could see. So I just want you to think about that, where you are spiritually. You know, if you haven't obeyed the gospel, you're in darkness. But the light, Jesus is light, and he's calling you to wash in the pool of Siloam, if you will, right? To listen to his words, which would include, of course, believing in him, confessing him, repenting of your sins, change the way you think, and be immersed, baptized for the removal of your sins. You can then receive your sight. So if you haven't obeyed the gospel, consider that. Listen, we'll do that here in a moment. If you so decide, we don't mind stopping class, right? It'll be more important. So take care of that if you need to. Or if you have any other need, you need encouragement, whatever that is, let somebody know, please, as we stand and sing.